Nicholas Duggar is an engineering student who left the military last year and now is in the National Guard. He says converting from military to campus culture was challenging because he was used to someone else scheduling his time.
Incorporating family time and studying and learning to mesh all that together, it's basically a battle I play every semester.
Natalie White is still active duty, and that's a full-time job in addition to being a student.
Most people just passing by me in the hallway don't know that I'm active duty or know that I'm affiliated with the military at all unless I'm in uniform. I've had to overcome people just automatically assuming that I'm standoffish and I'm like hard and them thinking that I'm just all business.
Josh Bales retired from the military in 2019. He says he was challenged to adjust to changes as his studies progressed.
Each semester, realizing you have to start over because it's a new schedule, new teachers, some new curriculum. So that's kind of a challenge when military is all about the routines.
UAF has an Office of Military and Veteran Services. Director Jackie Morton says sometimes the faculty and staff have to do the adjusting.
There's a level of anxiety that you're leaving this very prescribed world and you're coming into UAF that you know nothing about. And so if you get a student veteran who's walking in and they are asking a lot of questions, it will help their anxiety if they can have a four-year plan.
University of Alaska Fairbanks is considered a very military-friendly campus with special pricing for military students, formal designation as a Purple Heart campus, and now ranked as one of America's best military-friendly online colleges. Deidre Estrada served 18 years. She says she got a lot of respect when she came to UAF from faculty and staff, but actually needed a lot of guidance toward her fisheries degree.
Letting the advisors know that just because we're older doesn't mean we actually know what we're doing with this.
She's echoed by Nicholas Duggar and Don Sumick.
Just be patient with us, because like everyone else says, we come with baggage. Sorry.
Every time I do my advising appointments, I specifically, hey, can you walk me through this? And my advisor, shout out to Ms. Umpenauer. She holds my hand the whole way because I don't know what I'm doing. Can you break this down Barney style for me?
That was Deidre Estrada, Nicholas Duggar, and Don Sumick. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.